Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been the case, and this has been the issue, the entirety of the Kobe Altman experience here since the rebuild started. Like, the Cavs need for somebody like a Cam Johnson, who Joe Vardon reported the Cavs were interested in, or yeah, Herb Jones of New Orleans, or maybe both, because I like that better. It's like, they've needed one or more of those guys. Dean Wade's a really nice piece. He's not enough. He's not enough on the perimeter to kind of stop and give you what you need there. So I don't think last night changed anything in that regard.
No, I mean, so the Cam Johnson thing is interesting because if we're trying to build out basically a super team, and that's what they're trying to do, you're trying to mask as many flaws as we can. Unless we get a third team involved, I don't know how it's going to happen.
Why?
That's my big problem. Well, the price tag on Cam Johnson right now is way more than what we can reportedly afford. Like Mark Stein noted, the Nets were seeking multiple first-round picks in exchange for Johnson, where our first-round pick is 2031. Like, we don't have the ammo right now. I'm open to the idea that we can get another team involved, and maybe we can kind of group things around that. I just don't see how it's possible now.
I'm actually
because
not
we're also
concerned.
Bidding against 15 other teams in the NBA for Cam Johnson.
Yeah, I don't. And listen, I'm specifically locked in on Cam Johnson. I would be surprised if they got multiple firsts for Cam. I could be wrong. I mean, Mikal Bridges went for a song this summer that I don't think anyone saw Mikal Bridges going for. Was it 3 or 4 firsts? I think Cam Johnson is exactly what they need, though. I think if you can make the price work, and I agree, by the way.
I think that's the hard part, because I agree with you in the idea that Cam Johnson would be awesome for this team. I'm worried about the fact that you are bidding against other clubs. You're buying at an extreme high, because he's never looked better. He's never played better. Like, I just don't know that they can get it done.
Well, I think this is where a guy like Karis gives you some value. Obviously, Karis 3 years ago was worth a first-round pick. I don't even think we should get lost in the price, though. I think when it comes down to it, like, this is, if you really want to talk about, you know, it's so funny when we talk about building a roster. The Cavs are not where other teams are, where it's like, man, we need another pillar player. We need an Ingram.
Right? Like, in that report that Joe has, he says how the Cavs' interest is attached to the idea that they're not moving anyone in their top 8.
Yeah, that I'll be honest with you. I think that's a little positioning, which we can get to. I think you should be. I think where you are right now, and I don't know that they agree. I think where you are, specific to a Cam Johnson and Herb Jones, if you get both guys or even just one of them, I think you're where Boston was, where they decided to make the switch around that roster and go Derek White, Jrue Holiday, and Kristaps Porzingis. And I think you can do that. I think the important thing is, if you can do that without altering your core four, I think you could be a son of a you-know-what in the playoffs.
Oh, for sure. I mean, again, no one's denying that it would make them instantly better and you become a better team. Even though they have the number one offense right now in the NBA, like, you are instantly better, even defensive, all the way across the board. It is an A-plus addition. It's just whether or not you can make it all work.
Well, and I think
do you have enough for the Nets?
I think this is the swing, and it's, again, I don't think it's a one-player move. I think Cam Johnson gets you there in a big, big, big way. Right? But if you could tell me that you had a roster and your 1 through 10 was your core four, and then Cam Johnson, Herb Jones, Max Strus, Ty Jerome, and I'm forgetting someone. The amount of teams that you could beat in that scenario.
For sure.
And that's why I think the Cavs, I think it's important. Like, I don't know. Listen, you can't control what the price inevitably is going to be for Cam Johnson. You might get, and so then.
Yeah, I mean, the bidding war is going to be, I would imagine, to be pretty intense, because those type of wings just don't, they just don't appear everywhere.
Yeah, but remember, some teams are going to be constricted by money. And if you're going to get, the Nets to take on money, right, you're going to have to incentivize them further.
Right, but there's three areas that he becomes important. He plays a position of importance. His contract himself is so incredibly friendly. Like, what is it? It's a next 3 years, 22.5, 20.5, and then 22.5. And then on top of that, he's having just a career year shooting. He's shooting 43% from three.
That is absolutely what happens when you're on a butt-stink team. I don't think that's going to impact his value. But I just think, like, I think there's a clear, you will win the trade deadline if you can make this happen. I really don't care, by the way. I don't care about the price. Because if in the future you decide to move on one of your core four, you're going to be able to recoup some of the value. I'm 2031 first.
That's what we got. We got a 2031 first.
Vio con Dios. Isaac Okoro. it's been nice knowing you. Karras. And that's a tough one for me. Because I think Karras is almost criminally underrated here. There's no player outside of the top four, the core four, that I'm not willing to move on and discuss if it allows you to get that. And
That's where I say we have to open up another team into this, though, because what use does the Nets have with Karras LeVert?
It's an expiring contract, and they might be able to flip him for more assets.
But that's it; they want more assets, well, so they would deal with the team that just gives them the more assets to begin with.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I don't care about playing tradio. I think they have a need. You have things you can give them, and they give pieces around that I think make a lot of sense.
Kobe's always been really creative, though. So, like, if anybody could do this, it would be him.
And I think, and just so we're talking, by the way, I think you are in a position where there are two spots. One, Cam in the Cavs just makes sense from that, and
for
so
sure
for the
does.
Cavs to do that.
Yeah, for sure it does.
But there's another team that I think being really bad this year is a huge, huge advantage to you. And that is New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and in fairness, New Orleans has not kind of said what they want. But, you know, you mentioned the three-team thing. Cavs, Nets, and New Orleans, I think, and again, I'd be willing to give up multiple players from what you're doing. And then, I mean, you've got a butt ton of second-round picks in the next 5 years.
You've got a strong relationship with New Orleans front office.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I kind of think this is lining up. And I'll just... If you got Cam Johnson, and the other thing I like about the Nets, and I know I've mentioned this name a lot, I love a guy like a Dayron Sharpe, who I think could help you be that third playable big. I think something we haven't talked about nearly enough is you need a third playable big. And Dean Wade's a nice, smaller big. I'm talking about a guy who can play minutes at center that you can throw out there. Almost like one of the things that I think the Timberwolves really screwed up is when they traded Cat, and they had three playable bigs.
Yeah.
But each guy served a different role.
Yeah, they wanted to move away from that.
Yeah, well... Because
we talked about them, and we talked about potentially breaking up Mobley and Allen even.
Yeah,
you know,
here's the thing, though. They moved in the wrong direction.
They did
it to get off the contract.
Right.
The Karl Anthony Towns contract, which looks dumber by the day. But yeah, if you could get a guy like Dayron, who I think is more of that throwback physical player... That could be fun, but I want to go back to the Cam Johnson thing. If you get Cam Johnson, it's not a matter of like, oh, what do you give up? No, it's what's the price and how do you get to the price? Like, how do you do? I think that's how important of a piece he could be for the playoffs this year. Because I think I might not need to hold my cards on, well, I got to see it in the playoffs. If you get Cam Johnson or Cam Johnson in another big wing. Okay. That is playable.
Like, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to lay out what we have and what I think the offer is going to eventually be, and that's why I'd say the important part of this is we got to involve another team.
Do you agree, though, that like that's the kind of thing if you fill your biggest weakness, or in the event of Cam and Dayron Sharpe, your two biggest weaknesses, and you've now got cards. Like that's what this deadline is about to me, and I understand it's tougher for Kobe Altman because once you give away that 2031. We gotta wait again till you can change the 2033. I understand that you are. There's really one time you can fire these bullets.
But to your point, though, now is the time. It feels like where you do this.
Well,
because Boston. Hey, listen, I think Boston is a much better team than what their previous 14 game record indicates. 7-7 over the previous 14. I do buy into the idea that they are, I think Danny said earlier today, bored during the regular season. Mm-hmm. I definitely understand that. I mean, they haven't lost three in a row since the 2023 Eastern Conference Finals. It's been a while since we've seen them lose even three games in a row. So I think there is something to that. So I don't want to just make all these big trades and be like, well, we're still running into a buzzsaw that is Boston, but it does feel like the year that you can be able to go after them. And it feels like Eastern Conference Finals is almost a given.
Yeah, and I want to be clear that it's not that I think it automatically means you can beat them. But I want to see Kenny Atkinson with the full war chest going into these playoffs, because I think people have acted up until this last 14 games that it's fait accompli that Boston is just going to be a back-to-back champion. I don't want the Cavs operating in a world where you just go, well, I guess we don't have a chance. No, you're a really good team. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the importance of that size in the perimeter.
Yeah.
Some of it is just you also will be able to more effectively split up your small guards. Like, if you really want to win and contend at the highest level, it's about maximizing Donovan Mitchell. It's about maximizing Darius Garland. And how you do that is exactly the player that is Cam. And I think, like, I think they're saying, they're throwing this out there, hey,
yeah, what do we make of the timing of this? Because this comes, I don't think this was an accident that it came after last night's game.
I mean, maybe this has been waiting. Maybe the Cavs have been waiting for this, right?
Because the reporting by Joe suggests that, this has been, if it's multiple teams he's talked to, three different teams he's talked to that say they've been in on Cam Johnson, then this was well before what happened last night.
But I think that maybe, just maybe, that the Cavs understand. Maybe the Cavs are ahead of the game. Maybe they know what we've been saying. Maybe they understand the importance of making this kind of swing. Because I think the thing is, you're not going to have to sell this to the locker room.
That's what the article kind of implied, right?
Yeah, well, but you're not going to have to sell this to the fans. I mean, if you hear, maybe you will.
I think you might.
Because we got Mac as the ultimate Coro homer.
Yeah.
There are people out there who love Caris LeVert.
People love Caris. I also don't know that Kobe Altman, even though we're approaching that territory, I don't know. I don't see many laser eyes memes for Kobe Altman, right? I don't know that there's a ton of trust in just unfeathered belief in Kobe Altman.
I think the bigger sells to the locker room. And I think you have to go to
yeah, because Caris is such a main part of that, with him being best buds with Donovan.
But I think you have to go to Donovan, and you have to go to your core four and say, listen, guys, we're not doing this to disrupt what we have. We're doing this because we want to give you the best chance to win a championship this year and beyond.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the other part of it. It's not just about winning this year. It's getting those players in the context and learning each other so that maybe, even if you don't win this year, if you stall out in the Eastern Conference Finals, now you have another year of playing together the year after that. And so I think this is, it's a delicate situation because Caris and him are so close, because Isaac has been here since day one. And it's not just those guys, it's any other piece that you do, but you've been really diligent and really smart about, I don't want to break up the core four. If you want to keep them together long term, I think this is the kind of that Cam Johnson move specifically, which is you need this exact piece. Here's how it changes your abilities in the playoffs, in not just the Boston series,
right,
in a lot of series.
A lot of series.
And here's the payoff, and here's how it might work out long term. I think Donovan's enough of a pragmatist that he understands the value of going in this direction.
The bet I would make is that based off of the clip that we played to start off this segment, Atkinson has been pushing for this for a while.
Yeah. Well, not just
the way you speak publicly that way, like Atkinson, this is him putting this out there, and this is him saying what he needs and what he needs in order to get the job done.
I think that's a great point, because I don't think it's a coincidence that it came out there and talking about, hey, it's a fair point. It's a fair point. Because coaching can take you very far in the playoffs. But great coaches, they need a full hand. They do. And you're going out there, and you've got a nice hand, a really nice hand. But you really do need a guy that just glues all your styles together. I think that starts with Cam Johnson, but I don't just want to stop there. Like, I'll say the two names that I think are most interesting for this spot.
Yeah.
And it is guys you can throw at Tatum. It's guys you can throw at Brown. It's guys you can throw at Giannis. It's Cam. It's Herb Jones. You pair that with Dean Wade and Evan Mobley. And all of a sudden, I don't think teams are going to be able to pick at your size. And it's a different battle, by the way. How teams are going to attack Darius versus Donovan, but I think it starts there. 216-474-0092. Is Cam Johnson the missing piece for the Cavaliers? We're going to continue on with that. And one report says the Cavs want to get better, but not at this cost. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.